ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नमो विष्णुवराय कृष्णविषादगुरवे विष्णुवाक्यवरान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारणे नर्वशनिवारी भाष्वाचरेशरणे Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Shri Bhagavan Canto 4 Chapter 30 Verse 35 Yatre Dyante
Yatre Dyante
Kata
Kata
Nushta
Nushta
Krishna Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Rasamo
Rasamo
Yata
Yata
Nirvairam
Yatra
Bhuteshu
Bhuteshu
Nodvego
Nodvego
Yatra
Yatra
Kaschana
Kaschana
Yatre Jante Katamrishta
Yatre Jante Katamrishta
Krishnaya Prasamoyataha
Krishnaya Prasamoyataha
Nirvairam Yatra Bhuteshu
Nirvairam Yatra Bhuteshu
Nodvego Yatra Kaschana
निर्वायम यत्र भूतेषु यत्रेद्यन्ते कदा मृष्टा कृष्णाया प्रथमो यथा निर्वैरम यत्र भूतेषु नो वेगो यत्र कश्चन यत्रेद्यन्ते कदा मृष्टा कृष्णाया प्रथमो यथा निर्वैरम यत्र भूतेषु निर्वैरम यत्र भूतेषु नो द्वेगो यत्र कश्चन
Yatra,
where
Nidhyante,
worshipped
Yata,
words,
Mrishta,
pure
Krishna.
Krishna.
Material hankerings,
prasama,
satisfaction,
yata,
by which,
nirvairam,
non-envious, yatra,
where,
bhuteshu,
among living entities,
na, fear, yatra,
where,
kaschana,
anything.
Translation, wherever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. Wherefore, Vaikuntha means without anxiety, and the material world means full of anxiety, as stated by Prabhupada Maharaj, Sada Samudvigna Dhyam Asad Grahat. The living entities who accept this material world as a residence are full of anxiety. A place immediately comes Vaikuntha when the holy topics and personality of God are discussed by pure devotees. This is the process of sravanam, hearing of Vishnu, chanting and hearing about the Supreme Lord Vishnu. As the Supreme Lord of the House concerns, Nahamashtani Vaikuntha Yogi Nam Hridayeshu Va, Tatratishtami Narada, Yatragayanti Madhvakta. My dear Narada, actually do not reside in my abode by Kunta, nor do I reside within the hearts of the yogis, but I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name and discuss my form, pastimes, and qualities. Because of the presence of the Lord in the form of transcendental vibration, the Vaikuntha atmosphere is evoked. This atmosphere is without fear or anxiety. One living entity does not fear another. By hearing the holy names and glories of the Lord, a person executes pious activities. Srinivatam Sukhada Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana. Thus, his material hankings immediately stop. The Sankirtan movement started by the Society for Krishna Consciousness is naturally created by Vaikuntha, the transcendental world that is without anxiety, even in this material world. The method is the propagation of the Sravana Kirtana process throughout the world. In the material world, everyone is envious of his fellow man. Animalistic envy exists in human society as long as there is no performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Prachetas therefore decided to remain always in the society of devotees, and they considered that to be the highest benediction possible in human life. Text 36, the Supreme Lord Narayan is present among devotees who were engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of the sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life. And Narayan is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Wherefore, the Mayavadi sannyasis are missing the real presence of Narayana. This is because they falsely claim to be Narayana himself. According to the customary etiquette of Mayavadi sannyasis, they address one another as Narayana. To say that everyone is a temple of Narayana is correct, but to accept another human being as Narayana is a great offense. The concept of direct Narayana and attempt to identify the poor with Narayana is also a great offense. Even to identify Narayana with demigods like Lord Brahma and Shiva is an offense. One who considers Lord Narayana to be on a level with great demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva is immediately listed among non-believers. The fact that is that by performing Sankirtan Yajna, one can immediately please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Narayana himself descends and immediately is present. In this age of Kali, Narayana is immediately present in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Concerning Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam states, in the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of God who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not black, as he is Krishna himself, he is accompanied by his associates, service, weapons, and confidential companions. After all, human life is meant for pleasing the mind, and this can be easily done by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Whenever there is a congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, Gaur Narayan, the Supreme Personality of God, in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, immediately appears and is worshipped by Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, it is said that Narayan is Nyasinam Gati, the ultimate goal of the sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced the material world is the attainment of Narayan. A Vaishnava sannyasi, therefore, dedicates his life to serving Narayan. He does not falsely claim to be Narayan. Instead of becoming mere Vaira, and not envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayan becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayan constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else, but by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of God, we have become envious of all of the living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of God, there will be real peace, unity, and fraternity in human society. Without Narayana or Sankirtan Yajna, there can be no peace in the material world. Translation, whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. The Supreme Lord Narayana is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayana is the ultimate goal of the sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life, and Narayana is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. So, the previous verses were actually glorification of the devotees. And of course, what do the devotees do? They were engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord. And their association was also glorifying. Why is that so important? Is because the effect on the people present is different from every other activity. It is not a normal discussion. So here it says the effect. Immediately, material hankering or trishna, thirst for material enjoyment, ceases. Enmity or thinking of others as enemies, that also disappears. And all disturbance disappears. So these are some of the effects of chanting the name. This, of course, is in relation to the problems of the material world. So fear and disturbance and hankering in the material world are all destroyed by chanting the name. Of course, there are other positive effects of chanting. So in the next verse, the statement is that the Supreme Lord Narayana is personally present when one begins to chant the names of the Lord. And therefore, because of his presence, one will have this particular effect. Wherever the Supreme Lord exists, there can be no problems or suffering or hankerings, etc. So it is because of the presence of the Supreme Lord. So this means, of course, that the name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. As stated in the Puranas, they are abheda, or non-different. The name of the Lord is a sound, but simultaneously it contains the form, qualities, and activities of the Lord. So just as the Supreme Lord will appear and he shows a form and he has qualities and performs pastimes. By chanting the name of the Lord, that same Lord becomes present. So that means it's non-different, because the name of the Lord turns into the Lord himself. This, of course, is at the perfect stage. If one chants perfectly, then one understands the non-difference of the Lord from his name. That does not mean he's not present or he's not non-different in a lesser stage, but simply that we cannot appreciate fully the Lord within the name. That's all. Just as on a cloudy day we cannot see the sun clearly, and on a bright day we can see it clearly. So in the same way, if we have no contamination, then the name is non-different from the Supreme Lord. So this is a very particular blessing for the jivas. And therefore, this is recommended as the process in Kali Yuga. Because the people are not qualified at all, and therefore they should chant the name of the Lord. And this is how they can invoke the presence of the Lord. So this is a powerful process which does not need qualification in the ordinary sense. Most processes require qualification. To practice jnana, one has to be in sattva-guna and be brahmanico, and the same for yoga. And even to practice karma yoga, you have to be within the varnashram system. But to chant the name of the Lord, you don't have to, and you still get effects. What are the effects? Greater than the effects of karma yoga, greater than the effects of jnana or yoga. Simply by uttering the name of the Lord. So in this way, it is a very powerful process, and it is beyond restrictions. And even if the person has no faith, it still acts. So accidental chanting of the name also has effect. So if one accidentally hears about the Lord or his name, then this effect here. One is freed from thirst for material things. One is freed from enmity. One is freed from disturbance. All these effects are even present when one accidentally chants the name. As in the case of Ajamil, when he chanted, all of his karmas were destroyed. Immediately. The first time he chanted. and he did not chant with faith. So that is the effect of chanting. If we chant with faith, of course, much more than this happens. So the positive effect of chanting is that one develops an attraction for the Supreme Lord. That attraction for the Supreme Lord becomes bhakti, and the bhakti turns into prema. So that is the real effect, the most positive effect of chanting the name of the Lord. And on the way, of course, one becomes free from the material world. In other words, one can get mukti. One can get all material things as mukti. So whatever karma yoga can offer, the name can also offer that. Whatever jnana can offer, the name can also offer that. However, those who are aspiring for the highest goal in chanting, they do not want to accept these things. If we want these things, yes, the name gives these things. Just as if we worship Krishna for material things, he gives them to us. If we worship Krishna to get liberation, he'll give us liberation. But the devotees understand that there is something higher than that, which the Prachetas already mentioned. Yes, we only want to serve you. That's our only desire. So this is the aspiration in chanting. So if one chants purely, this becomes the aspiration. If we're not chanting purely, then we may have desires for material things or for liberation or whatever. So the real process of chanting is to chant simply with the desire to serve the Supreme Lord. And so that is the best way in which one can chant. So that is called pure chanting. So to get that pure chanting and understand the highest goal, we need the association of devotees. And that was mentioned in the previous verses by the Prachetas. We want the blessing that we can get the association of devotees birth after birth in this material world. Why? Because they will keep us on the right path, the path of pure bhakti rather than mixed bhakti. So in this way, one gets the real result. Prabhupada here in the Purport mentions that other people chant, but it's completely opposite, because they offend the Lord. When they're chanting, they're not thinking of worshipping the Lord or engaging in a service, rather than thinking, this Narayan is false. You've got a material form, or whatever. So they have a misconception. Or they say, we all become Narayana. So in this way, the goal is different. They want liberation from the material world, rather than service to the Lord. And in the process of this type of liberation, they also offend the Lord. So this has no real effect. If one wants liberation from the name, we cannot offend the Lord. We have to actually accept the Lord, and the Lord will give us that liberation. But if we offend the Lord by thinking of it as a material being or wanting to merge into him, etc., then we cannot even get liberation. So we have to have right philosophy, correct philosophy, in order to attain the proper goal. And to get that, then we need the association of the devotees. The devotees have the understanding of scripture, and they can give us the proper guidance. So this is the function of devotees in the material world. And once we have that, then we can chant purely, and we can attain the goal.
Lord is self-satisfied and he doesn't need anyone else or anything else. So how actually Lord gets offended? Because since he is self-satisfied, so nothing external affects him.
Well, it's not that the Lord is offended, but we commit offense against the Lord, so the process doesn't work. So in other words, we don't accept the Lord, then how is it possible to accept service of the Lord? This becomes impossible. So one has to have a favorable attitude in order to engage in devotional service. That's why faith is the prerequisite. If we don't have that, is the Lord going to force us to serve with love? It doesn't make any sense. So the development of bhakti is a voluntary thing, and if we don't have an acceptance of the Lord, then it cannot start at all.
But that is from our perspective, but from the Lord's perspective?
No, he is neutral. He doesn't care. But of course, we also understand that the devotees, the Lord is not neutral. Everyone else is neutral. So he does not hate the demons, even though the demons attack him. He actually, it is fun for the Lord because he can fight with them, and there's no problem. He doesn't have any fear, and doesn't have, he just fights with them as a sport. So it's not a problem for the Lord at all. And that is why he sometimes liberates the demons, or he takes them to the spiritual world, because he doesn't hate them. Has no hatred of them. But he does what is best for them also. So sometimes he doesn't do that also. But definitely he does not throw them in hell. And that any demon killed by the Lord gets advancement of some sort.
But verse 36 translation, Narayana is the ultimate goal of sannyasis. Does that mean this is divine sannyasis, or?
Well, nyasi in this is not just a varnashramic sannyasi, but anybody who is detached from the material world. So in other words, attachment to the Lord automatically will mean that we become detached from material enjoyment.
But presence of material desire is indicated. The only reason for them to exist is to make this sense of the Lord?
Well, rejection of the Lord and the idea that we want our own enjoyment. So we take ourselves as the center of enjoyment, that means rejection of everything else, including the Lord.
The service of giving enjoyment to the Lord with its fighting aspect, it's not limited to Jayakya, but everybody is also conscious.
Yeah. The Lord doesn't have that when he goes into Agasura or whatever. He has no fear. Or when he kills Keshi demon or whatever. There's no fear there. He's playing with the demons.
The knowledge, transcendent knowledge is required to chant purely. But still the offense of inattentive chanting, although Siddhanta may be, very broad principles may be clear, but inattentiveness may still exist. I mean, if the principles, broad principles are clear, but still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so even though we have knowledge, we may still make claim an offense by inattention. So that is why we also have to be serious and practice properly. So, in other words, we got the process, we got the knowledge, but then we say, oh, it doesn't matter. We just relax and go to sleep all the time, then that's not going to help.
Mara, that is affected, that is cured by associating with Guru. Or
yeah.
So sometimes, if you can say, unless I get associated with devotees, I can't progress in spiritual life. Come and meditate from the devotees. I need a good association, then I can prosper and get inspiration and motivation.
Mm.
So, I mean, Mara, I may not be possible when you're traveling or
Well, it has to be balanced. Obviously, there's all sorts of conditions in the material world, and sometimes the conditions are there that we don't have any association or whatever. So we can't say, well, I'll stop bhakti because I haven't got any association. We can't stop at that point. So whatever our position is, we chant and we continue our devotional service. It's more favorable in the association of devotees, and certainly that is the key to advancement. But it doesn't mean that we stop bhakti because we have no association, or that because some places don't have less association that we don't want to go there. That of course is a preference, but nevertheless, if we have to do something there, we have to do it in the service of the Lord. In other words, if we have a service to do, but there's no association in that service, so therefore I won't do that service. And that also is a lost opportunity. So the things have to be balanced. If that gives an excuse, probably say, I'll just stay in Vrindavan and I won't go to the West. Well, nothing would happen. So that's what he said, actually. You know, I was very content in Vrindavan, staying there. But I went to the West anyway, even though it was a hellish country and I didn't know anybody, whatever. So if we have the attitude, well, I'll just stay here because it's better and there's all devotees around in Vrindavan, then of course, yes, it's acceptable, but then you get different result also.
Maharaj, how do we, sometimes, somebody may be in a particular circumstance, how does he decide or how does he understand that it's an arrangement of the Lord? Because he also makes a conscious decision at times to be in a certain situation, a certain place.
Well, you just have to use his intelligence and then rely on the mercy of the Lord. In other words, we have intelligence and experience, so we make decisions based on that. And then we leave the result up to the Lord, that's all. Whether there's all the Lord's arrangement or not Lord's arrangement, that we can't say. But we simply leave it up to the Lord ultimately, the final result, that's all. And if we get a good result, fine, we give credit to the Lord. If we don't get a result bad, if we get a bad result, then we try something else, that's all.
Sometimes it happens that in certain places and in association of certain devotees, we feel that we are more comfortable and happy in doing the devotional service. But chanting being a very powerful thing, and then the holy name of the Lord is the same everywhere, it purifies the same, like the same in every place, then why is that we are having that difference of feeling in different places and circumstances?
Well, different devotees have different potencies, different devotees are at different levels, so therefore we may have different impressions. There's personal likes and dislikes involved also, or certain tastes involved also. And people are persons, so there may be just natural preferences one way or the other because of that.
But we are having the association of the Naam, which should be able to give the same result in any place.
What, over the devotees?
The bad influence, what somebody has in the mind.
No, but what are we? Are we liking devotees because of our material thing or whatever? I don't know. What are you talking about? We prefer that devotee because of his material qualities. We don't like that devotee because of his material qualities.
Sometimes some devotees feel that they don't feel like chanting in association of certain devotees in certain places. Whereas they go to some other places, in some other association of devotees, they chant nicely. Why should we chant?
Well, I suppose because they're influenced by the material modes. So it's not exactly because the devotees are likable or dislikable, because they don't like them, that's why. So they have personal material preferences probably, so therefore they're affected by that. So their impurities are causing the problem.
Yeah, we see in the middle of this group is like certain language people get together, some community. Does it happen in devotees also? We are all like Kanishka devotees, Madhiva group.
Well, Kanishas generally don't get together and they stay by themselves. Madhyamas group together.
But often we find that devotees discriminate on the basis of color, caste, and creed.
Well, that's all material. Okay.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. இவர்
ஃபோன் பண்ணி போறீங்க, நான் பார்க்கவே இல்லை.
எங்க மகாராஜ் கிட்ட இல்ல,
ஹாஸ்பிட்டல்ல
வந்துட்டு
நடக்காரி முகமும் கொஞ்சம் வாடிச்சு நல்லா இருக்கு. நேத்து நேத்து நான் பாத்து சொன்னேன், திருஷ்டிய சுட்டு போட்டோம், நல்லா ஆள் கொஞ்சம் நல்லா
இருக்கு,
பழசு மாதிரி ஆயிட்டாரு. இப்படி அவங்க முகம் வந்து மாதிரி இருந்துச்சு, நல்லா இருக்கு. அப்படியே பாத்துக்கலாம், இதே பாருங்க.
Very powerful blessing for Jiva in Kali by chanting the name.
Sure.